Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. The risen Lord said, I correct and discipline everyone I love, so be diligent and turn from your indifference. This letter to the church in Laodicea was a wake-up call. They were full of self-confidence, but the Lord tells them that they have absolutely no reason for such self-confidence. In a city that prided itself on its wealth, they're told how poor they are. In a region famed for its wool, they're told that they are naked, and there was no humiliation more terrible in the ancient world than that. In an area that was famous for its eye salve for sore eyes, they're told that they're blind. But the Lord hasn't given up on them. Although he's appalled by their lukewarm attitude and shocked by their misplaced self-confidence, he's eager for them to change. His reason for correcting and disciplining them is because he loves them. Discipline is never enjoyable at the time, but when the words are full of love and wisdom, it's a very foolish person who ignores them. I'd be intrigued to know what words of discipline you remember from your parents and others who cared for you. My own parents were very loving, but they had very clear boundaries, and if I stepped outside them, I knew all about it. At the time, I certainly wasn't thrilled by their discipline, but looking back, I realised that they were putting in place rules that have kept me safe and secure ever since. In the letter to the Hebrews, the writer makes some very powerful observations about discipline. He says that if God didn't discipline us, it would prove that we were not really his children at all. It would show that we were illegitimate. Our legitimacy is proven by the fact that God's intense love for us expresses itself in discipline. He wrote, "Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever?" Let me pray with you. Loving God, forgive us for those times when we have resented and rejected your discipline. Help us to see the words, and again, help us to see that your words of discipline are always words of love. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.